A littered vacant lot or a run-down abandoned building can be a magnet that attracts crime and lowers property values. There's a national campaign underway urging cities large and small to focus on reclaiming vacant land. Smart Growth America, a network of city planning organizations, says some communities are taking aggressive steps to clean up neighborhoods. One of those places is Flint, Michigan, a city ravaged over the years by the loss of auto factory jobs. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
For decades, Flint, Michigan was an economic engine flush with prosperity, a blue-collar town where thousands of people poured into the auto plants to work. General Motors was born on the banks of the Flint River and, in its heyday, employed 80,000 people in Flint. Life began to change when GM began closing its plants in the 1970s.
Look at the house to our right. A new picket fence around the house. The house is well-maintained.
With a steady rain falling and windshield wipers going, Bob Beckley points to houses on the west side of Flint during a driving tour of the city. Beckley is a retired University of Michigan professor of urban planning who's been hired to help county officials map out plans for Flint's revitalization.
We get one property that's not lived in, and the next property is a burnout, and the next one's been demolished. It is remarkable the staying power that a lot of people have, even though they live in what most of us would be considered to be undesirable neighborhood.
County officials say there are more than 5,000 abandoned properties in Flint, about 12% of the housing stock. About twice a day, Flint firefighters go out on calls for structure fires. Assistant Fire Chief Bob Elizondo says that's a busy pace for a city of 125,000 people. Elizondo estimates that 70 to 80% of those blazes start in abandoned buildings. He says arson is common, and even frustrated neighbors get into the act.
And they say, listen, our kids are playing in that home. There's drug dealers sleeping in that home or coming in there and using it on a transient basis. And there's also homeless people there that are now filtering into our neighborhood. We need to get rid of that blight. And what they'll do is they'll get together and they'll burn it.
Genesee County Treasurer Dan Kildee says the county has set up a distressed properties initiative in an effort to rid neighborhoods of abandoned property. The program takes advantage of a new Michigan law that allows counties to quickly gain control of delinquent property through tax foreclosures. It replaces the system where property was sold at public auction to buyers who Kildee says often weren't interested in fixing them up.
Part of our goal here is to understand the role that we have on the marketplace and try to use whatever limited authority we might have to achieve some goals that are a little more significant than maximizing the profit for low-end speculators. We want to really think about how to use our authority to create more successful communities.
Since it began its reutilization program last year, Genesee County has acquired 2,100 delinquent properties in Flint. Proceeds from the tax foreclosures fund a land bank that was established to help return the properties back to productive use. Kildee says some homes will be rehabbed and earmarked for first-time home buyers. Many others aren't worth renovating and will be torn down. Salem Housing Community Development Corporation is one of three nonprofits the county has contracted to help with property management, including boarding up vacant buildings before they're demolished or rehabbed. On Ann Arbor Street, a crew uses a nail gun to secure panels over the busted windows of a large abandoned two-story duplex slated for demolition. All of the siding has been torn off the home. There are knee-deep piles of debris in the backyard. Leslie Colston, property manager for Salem, is the head of the crew.
We actually have 13 on our list for this week, and they're not all demos. Some are just vacant. And we preserve the vacant by boarding them, keeping the windows from being broken, from people going in, tearing out the plumbing and different things like that.
While the crew works, Zerniel Shackelford comes out of his house next door and tells the workers a vagrant has been sleeping in the house.
It may be a gentleman up there in that room, that's in that board is up there, block out the elements and stuff. He's got a little cot and everything that's up in there.
The police are called to the site, but don't find anything. The board up continues. Shackelford calls himself the Lone Ranger. Until recently, he and his wife were the only ones living on this side of the street. The other three homes were empty. One owner has moved back in. Shackelford was hoping the building being boarded up would be torn down immediately.
What I'm worried about is this thing catching a fire, and the wind happened to be out of the south that day. That'll set me on fire, and I don't need it. I really don't need it. So any way I can help, I'll be glad to.
Dan Kildee calls Flint a laboratory and the effort to reclaim vacant land and structures an experiment worth noting. Unlike larger cities, Kildee says Flint is small enough to measure results without having to wait 15 or 20 years.
If you are in a city in the United States of America, sooner or later you're going to have to deal with changes in the market which affect the value of your land. That's what happened here on a dramatic scale, but it happens in other places too. And it's a very slippery slope. Those abandoned properties spread like wildfire.
Kildee says while he's seen some success with the land reutilization program, he says it would be a mistake for anyone in Flint to believe that a problem that took so long to create could be fixed solely with the advent of the new tax foreclosure system. He says what's needed is a step-by-step process to reverse Flint's decline. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.